It's the final day of the tandem cycling here at the Velodrome in Glasgow for the Commonwealth Games. We've got the guys from New Zealand, Emma, and we've got Jesse with us. Emma, how did you guys get on today?
Yeah, we were stoked. We were second to last ride to go, so there were some really fast times before us. We knew we had to do a really quick, clean race, so we were focusing on our lines for Jesse and me leaning into the corners just to keep the tandem really smooth and just going from the gun right to the end. Keeping it smooth to the line, so, and that's what we did. So yeah, awesome.
Pleased with the race then overall, your couple of days here?
Yeah, stoked as. Like, we did a PB in national record just now, and that was one of my personal small sort of goals. Like, we beat the PB that I've done with a previous pilot, so that's quite satisfying. And Jesse just did a big fist pump there. So that's cool. Like, you can only do your best, and for your best to be the best, it's awesome.
We've got Jesse with us as well. Jesse, you're the pilot. Yep. Quite nerve-wracking for you because you've got to have that bike so precise.
Oh yeah, and I definitely I hear it from the back too. She's keeping me in line.
You can actually hear each other out there.
Yeah, we do actually. We don't seem to communicate too much on these kinds of races, but other ones, like I'll sort of tell her when to sit. We sort of communicate like that. So, but Emma's so good at knowing sort of when to apply the correct amount of pressure and that, so we're in really good coordination. So it just comes with experience, and she has a whole lot of it.
Does it take a while just to get that? You guys almost communicate without talking, just know what the other one to do.
Yeah, I think that definitely comes with experience, and like, I'm probably still learning, whereas Emma's definitely got one up on me with that. But yeah, it's sort of we're both teaching each other different things, and we're still learning to communicate and still learning to do things better and that, so, and which we will continue to do.
And Emma, how long have you been cycling yourself?
So I got into the New Zealand Para program in 2013. So quite a long time. I've ridden internationally with five pilots now. I had a break for 4 years before getting paired with Jesse at the start of last year. So, and yeah, we've just been doing really well in all our racing. So it's exciting to go forward and hopefully get to LA and see what we can do.
How did you get into cycling in the first place?
I attended Paralympics New Zealand Talent ID Camp. So I previously hadn't done any tandem riding before. I was a fitness instructor, personal trainer at a gym, and I used to take spin classes, but that was my only cycling experience. So yeah, I really started from scratch from there. Obviously I did sport all my life, but yeah, cycling, that was my first taste, and it just grew from that camp.
Would you encourage other blind or partially sighted people to take up the sport, even if it's just for the kind of fitness, the mental health, the social side?
Yep, definitely. Like, where we're based in Cambridge, New Zealand, there's a really great paracycling program on the Velodrome, and people can go there and just participate at whatever level they want. So it's a great opportunity to connect with people, be fit, be active, and if you want, you can go far. So yeah, I definitely encourage blind, low vision kids or adults to give it a go.
Jess, what's next for you then after the Commonwealth Games?
Well, we've actually got a quick turnaround. We've got Road Worlds in a few weeks, which is the complete opposite, because we're maximum riding four laps here, whereas we've got to go and do bloody 35k on the road very shortly. So that's the next big thing, and then we'll go to Apeldoorn for Track Worlds later in October. So it's all go.
Good luck with the rest of the tour.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck with the rest of the cycling.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you.